Nolte, NY Times offers advice to protest Trump's unspoken dress code. By John Nolte on February 20, 2025. The far-left New York Times is now offering the privileged resistance advice on how to fight Donald Trump's unspoken dress code. How blessed are Americans to live in a country where people have time to wring their hands over this? A reader asks how to push back against the resurgence of traditional dressing. Yes, poor Renee from Emeryville, California, is so privileged that when allowed to ask the New York Times for advice, this topped her list. With the new Trump administration, there seems to be a general trend toward old-fashioned gender stereotypes and dress, which seems to me like a frustratingly restrictive version of how a woman looks. Is there a way to use clothes to rebel against this unspoken dress code, even in a fairly conservative work environment? All this proves is that Donald Trump has already made America great again, because under Joe Biden we had to worry about gas prices, inflation, getting arrested for praying in front of an abortion clinic, 10 million unvetted third worlders invading the country, a spike in violent crime, men in women's locker rooms, schools secretly queering our kids, and who was really running the country. But Trump haters are so desperate for shit to whine about it. I know Trump hasn't legalized a dress code, but it feels like he has. So how do I push back against a problem that doesn't really exist? Signed, not really oppressed but wish I was. Naturally, the clowns at the New York Times take this so seriously. It is true that the new administration seems to have some very specific ideas regarding dress and gender. Ones that have to do with classic cliches of masculinity and femininity. At their most extreme, these take the form of an executive order on gender definitions. But they are also expressed in aesthetics, and choices about clothes and beauty. When it comes to women, that appears to mean high heels, long hair and lavish eyelash extensions. Translation: men look like men. Women look like women. How dreadful. This was so much better. And here comes the most privileged piece of advice I've ever read. If, for example, your dress is for internal satisfaction, if it is an expression of your own sense of gender and what it means to you, simply wearing what makes you feel most like yourself and reminds you of your own belief system is the answer. If the point you want to make is about old gender norms, simply failing to buy into them, literally, may be enough. Can you imagine having so few problems in your life that this is a priority? Listen, I consider myself to be a blessed person. But even I don't have the time or energy to crawl so far up my own ass to worry about anything involving clothing other than, does it fit? Does it match? Does this shirt smell that bad? You see, this is what happens in a society where all the basic problems of life are solved. Star Trek believed that once mankind ended hunger, poverty, and homelessness, we would use our free time to study Shakespeare, learn the violin, to become scholars and prominent citizens. Well, America is finally on its way to solving those problems. And what do New York Times readers do with that luxury of time? Watch reality TV, worship Rachel Maddow and pretend a non-existent dress code oppresses them. More. Maybe that means wearing chunky boots with a big tread rather than stilettos. Maybe it means a concert tee underneath a suit jacket. Maybe it's just a pair of tailored dark denim jeans and a crisp button-up shirt with French cuffs and cufflinks. Maybe it's refusing to code switch. All right, I'll admit it. I once protested a dress code by wearing the most garish Christmas tie ever made, including flashing lights, all year round. Honestly, would it kill the left to occasionally put a tongue in their cheek? Or does the disease of self-involvement make that impossible? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.